Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is although versus while. But first, a big thanks to our new sponsor, Dragon Speech Recognition Software by Nuance. Get a 20% discount by buying their software at nuance.com/grammargirl. I often have to tell people that their pet peeves aren't actually hard and fast grammar rules. I have to tell people that it's okay to split infinitives, and in some cases it's fine to end sentences with prepositions, or use the word between when they're choosing among more than two items. I know it's upsetting to learn that your nearest and dearest beliefs are wrong, so this week I'm going to talk about my own mistaken peeve. It bugs me no end when people use while to mean although or whereas, but no matter how hard I looked, I couldn't convince myself that I'm right. You see, I think although means in spite of the fact that. As in, although Sir Fragalot is tall, Squiggly and Aardvark consider him an equal. Although is what's called a concessive conjunction, meaning that it's used to express a concession. On the other hand, I believe while should be reserved to mean at the same time. It should have a temporal sense, as in, while Squiggly gathered wood, Aardvark hid the maracas. At first, I was sure I was right, because in his book, Usage and Abusage, Eric Partridge said that, quote, while for although is a perverted use of the correct sense of while, which properly means at the same time, end quote. Ha. But then I discovered that Fowler's Modern English Usage states it's normal and acceptable to use while to mean although. Fowler even calls Partridge's comment, quote, indefensible. It's a grammar rumble. I decided to go over their heads and see what the Oxford English Dictionary has to say, and it backed up Fowler with an entry saying, while can mean although. Two additional dictionaries concurred. Further, Brian Garner says the non-temporal use of while, in other words, while to mean although, ranks at stage 5 on his language change index. Stage 5, which he defines as, quote, universally accepted, not counting pseudo-snoot eccentrics, end quote. Ouch! I don't want to be a pseudo-snoot eccentric. I was thwarted, but I'd given it a good shot. One reason I'm telling this story is that I want you to know that I go to this much trouble to validate all of your pet peeves, too. But sometimes it isn't possible. My only small vindication is that there are times when it's confusing to use while to mean although or whereas, and then it isn't allowed. For example, if you were to say, while Squiggly is yellow, Aardvark is blue, people wouldn't know whether you were contrasting their colors or saying that Aardvark is only blue when Squiggly is yellow. In cases like that, you have to use although or whereas. So, moving forward, I'll continue to reserve while for times when I mean at the same time, because old habits are hard to break and it's not wrong. But I'll refrain from automatically striking out while every time I see it in a document, no matter how much I want to. Next, I have two related bonus facts for you. First, it's fine to substitute though for although. In the way we're using it here, though is simply a less formal version of although, and it's in such common use that it's okay to use it in formal writing too. In fact, though came before although. In the 1300s, before although became one word, it was two words, all and though, with the all there to add emphasis to though. But you can't always do the opposite and substitute although for though, because though has other meanings. Here are two examples where you couldn't make a substitution. He ran as though zombies were chasing him. Cats make me sneeze. I love dogs, though. The second bonus fact is that while and whilst mean the same thing. Although whilst is still used in British English, it's considered archaic in American English. It's just one of those quirks of language that whilst survived in Britain but perished in America. If you're an American who wants to sound snooty, you can use whilst in place of while, but I wouldn't recommend it. Let's see if I can use while and although to tell you about our new sponsor, Dragon Speech Recognition Software by Nuance. While I was having trouble with my wrists a few years ago, I started using Nuance's software. And although I started using it because of an injury, I kept using it because it's faster than typing. I can get 160 words per minute with 99% accuracy when I use Dragon Naturally Speaking. And it's not just typing that goes faster. Dragon recognizes voice commands that let you control your computer. Switch between all your applications, scroll up and down, just get your hand off your mouse and work as fast as your brain can think. You can convert your thoughts into words just by talking. And because you're a Grammar Girl listener, you can get 20% off by visiting nuance.com/grammargirl. Nuance is spelled N-U-A-N-C-E. That's nuance.com/grammargirl. That's all. Thanks for listening.